You having a man at the cool?
Everyone set to. Sheen served up seconds, then thirds. Before too long, we were licking the grease from our fingers and filling in the corners. I decided to get to business. If Sheen wasn't ready for some gossip now, he never would be.
I'm surprised to see you out and about with all the bad business lately.
What business is that?
He asked. He didn't know about the wedding massacre yet. Perfect. While he couldn't give me particulars about the attack itself, it meant he would be more willing to talk about the events leading up to the wedding. Even if everyone in town wasn't scared to death, I doubted I'd be able to find anyone willing to speak with frank honesty about the dead.
We heard they had some trouble up at Morton Farm,
I said, keeping my information as vague and inoffensive as possible. He snorted.
Can't say as I find that startling in the least.
How's that?
Sheen spat to the side.
Martins are a right lot of bastards. Ain't no better than they should be.
He shook his head again.
I keep off Borrowhill because I've got one lick of good sense me mum beat into me. Martin ain't even had that.
It wasn't until I heard Sheen say the name of the place in his thick accent that I heard it properly. It wasn't Borrowhill. It had nothing to do with a rill. It was Borrowhill.
I don't even graze my bags there, but that daft bashel builds a house.
He shook his head, disgusted.
Didn't folk try and stop him?
Denner prompted. The swineherd made a rude noise.
Bah, Martin ain't much for a lesson, then. Nothing plugs a man's ears like money.
Still, it's just a house, I said dismissively. Ain't much harm in that.
Man wants a daughter to have a fine house with a view, that's all of the good,
Sheen conceded.
But when you're digging a foundation and you find bones and such and you don't stop, that's a whole new type of stupid.
He didn't,
Denner said aghast. Sheen nodded, leaning forward.
And that weren't the worst of it. He keeps digging and he hits stones. Then does he stop?
He sniffed.
He starts pulling them up, looking for more so he can use them for the house.
Why wouldn't he want to use the stones he found?
I asked. Sheen looked at me like I was daft.
When he build a house with barrow stones? Would you dig someone out of a barrow and give it to your daughter as a wedding present?
He found something? What was it?
I passed him the bottle.
Well, that's a great damn secret, ain't it?
Sheen said bitterly, taking another drink.
From what I hear, he was out there digging the house foundation and pulling up stones. Then he finds a little stone room all sealed up tight. But he makes everybody keep mum about what he finds there on account he wants it to be the great surprise at the wedding.
Some sort of treasure?
I asked.
Nay, money, he shook his head. Martin's never been quiet about that. It were probably some sort of...
His mouth opened and closed a bit, searching for a word.
What do you call something old that rich folk put on a shelf to impress all their grummer friends?
I gave a helpless shrug.
An heirloom?
Denner said. Sheen laid his finger alongside his nose and then pointed to her, smiling.
That's it. Some flash thing to impress folk. He's a showy bastard, Martin is.
So nobody knew what it was?
I asked. Sheen nodded.
It was only the handful that knew. Morton and his brother, two of his sons, and maybe his wife. That lot of them been lording the big secret over folk for half a year, smug as palm tips.
This cast everything in a new light. I needed to get back to the farm and look at things again.
Have you seen anyone around these parts today?
Della asked.
We're looking for my uncle.
Sheen shook his head.
Can't say as I've had the pleasure.
I'm really worried about him, she pressed.
I won't lie to you, dearie, he said. You've got reason to be worried if he's alone in these woods.
Are there bad folk around?
I asked.
No, like you're thinking, he said. I don't get down here but once a year in the fall. Forage for the hogs makes it worth my while, but only just. There's strange things in these woods, special off to the north.
He looked at Denner, then down at his feet, obviously unsure as to whether or not he should continue. This is exactly the sort of thing I wanted to know about, so I waved his comment away, hoping to provoke him.
Thank God telling us fairy stories, Sheen.
Sheen frowned.
2 nights ago, when I got up there,
he hesitated, glancing at Denner.
I tend to my personals. I saw lights up to the north. big wash of blue flame, big as a bonfire, all